In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor chronicles a highly unusual aquatic creature found in Vermilion County.
For most people, the term siren calls to mind a mythical temptress or the noisemaker atop an emergency vehicle, not the eel-like amphibian that goes by that name. Jessica Runner of Danville is not most people. Late this past spring, she saw a siren at a Vermilion County park not a mile from her home. Here's how. Runner is a busy mother of two young boys who manages the shoe department at Carson's and owns a landscaping business with her husband. But she is also a dedicated birder who has cultivated a growing passion for nature photography in recent years. Often, when Runner has time off work, she drops by Heron Park, which is at the north end of Lake Vermilion and just minutes from her home by car. Its wetland complex makes an excellent spot for birding, and it hosts a rookery where great blue herons nest. One morning at the end of May this year, as Runner approached the park in her car, she spotted a great blue heron stalking a meal in a shallow pond that borders the road. She quickly pulled over and, using the car for a blind, photographed the bird over a period of 40 minutes as it worked to procure breakfast. Great blue herons are patient hunters. They avoid spooking prey by moving extremely slowly until they're close enough to stab it with a quick extension of the neck. Unfortunately for Runner, her own patience did not quite match the heron's, and her attention was focused on a family of wood ducks at the moment it struck. To her delight, however, the heron ran back toward her with its still wriggling prize, and she was able to photograph the bird's battle to subdue it. Runner wasn't the only person excited about her discovery. She contacted Chris Phillips at the Illinois Natural History Survey to tell him about her pictures, since the survey's Field Guide to Amphibians and Reptiles of Illinois shows no records for sirens in Vermilion County. On one hand, Phillips said, it seems odd that sirens would turn up in Vermilion County because they are more common in the southern part of the state and along major rivers. Besides, he and other field scientists have studied the reptiles and amphibians of Vermilion County for decades and never been able to find sirens there before. On the other hand, it's also a potential boon to have them located where they're so accessible for study by U of I faculty and students. Sirens are weird creatures, and there is much to be learned about them. They maintain throughout life characteristics that most amphibians lose as adults. They continue to live in water, they keep their external gills, and they develop only tiny front legs. Sirens can survive prolonged dry periods by encasing themselves in slime that forms an airtight sac and going dormant. But for how long, nobody knows. Nor have scientists ever witnessed their courtship and mating, so they can only speculate about that based on the siren's physical characteristics. I suppose there are people for whom the discovery of such an amphibian nearby causes no excitement, but I'm not among them. As the temperatures warm next summer, I look forward to helping catch sirens at Heron Park. Don't worry if you're not there. I'll take pictures.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.